And going somehow. I told you our plan was to get the state police helicopter out with their infrared camera. They did that December 9th, and I've got the video of that. They found three deer inside the fence. You know, there was a bunch in the industrial park outside the fence, but there was only three that were inside the fence. Like, 2 days later, you get the same report. There's a whole herd of deer at the end of the runway. So they're, you know, and I've gone out.
Gate cords.
Different days, and you know, you see the herd one day, you don't see it the next day, and you know, we pretty well scrubbed the woods there looking for them. So we're still trying to figure out how they're getting in and out. But we're right now we're waiting on our approval from DenRec to harvest the deer, and once we get that, we'll set something up to do that. And according to the wildlife biologist, if you shoot a couple of them, the rest of them are going to stay away for a while. They'll take the hint. So we'll take care of that one.
Paul Dewar has permit over at Cambridge, and 308 where Silencer has permit. Yep. Periodically, we'll go over and take them out, take them down to the food bank. But you'll always have problems with deer. Yep. We'll never be able to get rid of them. I've been over to St. Mary's. I've watched them jump the fence. Running across, clear the runway, get the fence, jump the fence, keep right on going.
I haven't seen any jump the fence yet. I've seen them try, but I had one that was hung up, the antlers hanging by the fence for a while. But, we're still working on it. Like I said, I'm waiting for DenRec to give us the approval. And
how long has it been with DenRec?
A couple weeks.
I was asked if there was a possibility of bow and arrow. Actually allow somebody to get a permit to shoot them with bow and arrow.
Well, I think I told you we were going to get a severe deer damage permit, which is more of a farm type thing. And talking to them last week, what they're looking at is we're really not a farm, so they're looking at some sort of a special type of a permit to get done what we need to get done out here. So I think that's what they're working on. But it'll allow us to, you know, kind of harvest outside of season using, you know, whatever means we want and whoever we want. So it's and the food will, or the meat will go to the food bank, and that'll be taken care of.
Okay. Just for the record, there is a lot of deer out there on certain dates.
I am.
At least I haven't seen them on the runway yet.
It's been a while since I've seen one across the runway. I saw one down here on, but that was basically, I think, back when they were doing 10, 2, 8, whatever the herd come across. So, any other comments before I go to the next item, before I pick up my pen? Okay. Motor fuel tax. Rick Garner.
I've been a little headway with this. I made contact with River Dam George. He referred me to someone else. I sent out a couple of emails to him, and I've got no response. What Representative Short did tell me, there was actually one or two, I don't want to call them bills, I don't know if they are that or not, but there's two pieces of legislation that are currently tabled. Notice for all I know, I don't know when these are, if they're due to be resurrected or not, but there has been talk of change in that. And Danny Short mentioned your name, I think, is on the Delaware Aviation Council.
Delaware Aviation Advisory Council.
Council, yeah. I think this, I forget the guy's name right now, I think this person's on that same council.
Is it Richard Horseman? He's the one that's kind of pushing the legislation right now.
Okay. Do you know what his intents are? I haven't got any background yet, but
Right now, there's no sponsors for the bills, and the DelDOT secretary hasn't weighed in one way or the other. So, you know, without that happening, they're not going to go anywhere.
Until I get some feedback from this guy, my thoughts are that this might just be the opportune time to raise. Call attention to it again. So I will keep trying, and